Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. My name is Noelle, and I'm 32 years old. Because of a birth defect, I have a physical disability, if you will, that has not allowed my body to develop past prepubescent stage. I'm a grown woman with the body of a middle schooler. Life has been difficult in my adulthood, and by all standards, I look like a preteen. I'm short, petite, have barely developed tits, and a face that looks innocent and immature. My mind is fully developed and functions as an adult. It's just my physical body that has not and will not catch up. People talk to me like I'm a child in public. They offer me kids' menus, and I'm constantly reminded that I look like a child. I have to shop in the children's and junior section for clothes. I can barely purchase myself sexy panties and lingerie because they're all too big. And it's a nightmare to date. Most men are desperate for womanly figures, tits, and ass. And here I am with this middle schooler body. I kind of stopped trying to date. It was more of a hassle than anything. An even more reminder that I have this bizarre disorder. And I get it. Most men my age don't want to walk around holding hands with me, having most people assume that it's my father or something. I mean, there was this one time I was on a date with a boyfriend that was my age. We were sitting on a park bench kissing, being intimate with one another, and the next thing we know, police were separating us. Someone had reported there was an older man, my boyfriend, touching and kissing a young girl in the park. And they didn't believe me. When I was screaming, I was an adult. They had to really inspect my license as they assumed it was a fake license. It was so embarrassing, and this experience traumatized the man I was dating, even enough to have him break up with me. So yeah, typical dating is something I kind of just gave up on. But I am a woman with needs, physical needs, and sure, I look like a preteen, but I'm a woman that craves physical intimacy, sex. And maybe I want to have a baby one day before I get old. I've always been turned off by typical porn because it's filled with women I wish I look like. Tall, big tits, curves, beautiful, mature adult pussies. And when I look in the mirror, I see a middle schooler with no tits, no hair anywhere in this tiny little pussy. I'm sure you're wondering. Yes, even my pussy is the size of a child. In my past experience, even having sex with men is challenging. It's a bit painful, and it's very challenging for any size cock to enter me. So yeah, I kind of despise watching normal porn, seeing curvy, gorgeous women be able to get rammed balls deep by a man, something I'll never get. So when I started giving up on dating, I started looking up daddy-daughter kink porn. You know the porn. Older man and a younger looking, barely legal teen. This kind of porn at least made me feel like I was watching something that would resemble sex with me. Finding this niche porn led me down some dark rabbit holes. I found online communities and porn that were geared towards men who were attracted to actual children. Pedophiles. Once I got over the initial shock of it all, I was actually aroused. I had found grown adult men who thought prepubescent bodies, bodies like mine, were sexy and desirable. And not just aroused by my body, some were literally obsessed. So I started this underground fan club, if you will. I would live stream, video chat, send explicit pictures of myself, and I had hundreds of perverts and pedophiles following me. And it was great. Finally, I felt attractive, like a woman should feel. I knew they were just attracted to me because I looked like a girl and they were pedophiles, but it didn't really matter for me. A bunch of them would say they wanted to molest and rape me, but in my mind, it's not rape if I want it. I did want it. I wanted to be fucked hard. I was so horny for it. After all, I'm a woman with sexual needs. It didn't bother me that these guys were pedophiles. In fact, I could help them live out their fantasies without anyone getting hurt or anything illegal happening. Again, I was just happy that someone finally found me attractive and sexy and not just cute and girly. I wanted to be desired and lusted after. And man, pedophiles are super lusty for my underdeveloped body. But this is how I ultimately met you. And I'm so glad you persisted with me and offered to come over and show me a good time. Am I everything you hope for in person? Yeah, you like my outfits? Remember, I have to shop in the kids' department, so cute, girly outfits preteens wear are my wardrobe. And yeah, I am half your size. Does that turn you on? Stay seated there. I'll give you a striptease and show you what you really want to see. Should I call you Daddy? Or Pedo Daddy? Well, Daddy, I know you want to see these tiny, itty-bitty tits. I don't even have to wear a bra because, you know, my tits are non-existent. Yeah, you can feel my flat chest. That feels good, Pedo Daddy. I'm sure you're excited. You get to finally feel what it's like to fuck a tiny, little petite preteen. Oh, I guess you didn't want the striptease? You're just gonna rip my panties off of me? My goodness. That's right, no hair whatsoever down there. Completely bald baby pussy. Ow. Ow, that hurts. Ow. I told you earlier my pussy is the size of a little girl. You have to be gentle. Ow. Ow, please. Please, just use one finger to stretch it. Please. Ow. Ow, that hurts. Ow. Ow. Okay. Okay, I'll try and be a big girl for you, Daddy. It's just, it hurts. Oh, you're being so rough with your fingers. I think you should leave. I think you should leave. This isn't working out like you promised. No, please stop. Please stop. You're just like the others. You get so rough and brutal because I'm so tiny and little, and you guys are sick pedophile rapists. No, I won't shut my mouth. No, you're being too fucking rough, and I want you to stop. Oh, you have something for my mouth? I bet you do, you sick fuck. Please stop. I know, I don't want to. I can't breathe. Please stop. Please stop. I don't want to do this. You fucking pedophile rapist. God, you just can't get it out of your head that I'm a grown woman. And your rage takes over and you start throat raping me. You're so fucking sick. You're disgusting. You're disgusting. You are so fucking disgusting. I can't believe you would use a little girl like this. Oh, no. No, don't, please. Please don't rape me, please. You're gonna tear me down there. Please don't, I'm begging you. Please don't. I'll do anything you want. You can keep raping my throat as long as you want. I promise. No. Don't stick your cock inside of my pussy. Please don't. You're gonna hurt me. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Please don't call me a slut, you fucking pedo asshole. No, I don't want your cock. No, please. Please, it's too little. It's too little for you. Oh, no, I don't like pedo daddy's dick. It fucking hurts. Ow. Please stop. Oh, please stop. Stop raping me. No, I don't want to be your preteen rape slut. No, I don't like it. Oh, no. Ow, you're hurting me. Please stop. Ow. You know what? The more I act like I'm not into it, the more you rape me harder. And you know what? I'll just take it then. Yeah, I'll just take Pedo Daddy's cock like I'm a good preteen slut. You're a fucking pedophile rapist at your core. Look at you pinning me down and raping me because everything about me is like a child. Oh, God. Pedo Daddy likes his little victims to struggle, huh? Oh, get off of me. Oh, no. Ow, it hurts. No, you like that you can't bottom out in my pussy, huh, you sick fuck? Oh, no. Oh, is daddy gonna choke me now? Oh. Oh, dominating my tight fucking pussy isn't enough. Yeah, you want me to struggle, don't you? Oh, just like I would if I was 10 or 12 years old. God, you sick daddy rapist. God. Yeah, grope my flat chest while you rape me. Ow. Stop, daddy. Your fucking cock hurts. Oh, just come already. Just come already, you sick fuck. Come inside of my tight little girl pussy. Stop. Yeah, you just rape your cum into my shallow womb. Please just make this fucking end. Oh, no. Oh, you need to choke me to come out. I can't breathe out. Oh, I can't breathe. Oh, God. This calm already. Daddy, flood me. Flood your little preteen rape princess. Rape me until I'm that close to being raped to death. Oh, give me that nasty pedo cum in my tight little rape hole. Oh, gosh. All right, you can get out now. What? Did you really rape me? Well, I'll never reveal that, but you should know that I know sick fucks like you can't just have it real nice and gentle. So I knew our night would go like this, but you can leave now. Yeah, thanks.